Truth News Network. Lies, fake news, and spin. The Deception Dance. You need a fresh vaccine of the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And the doctor is in. Here's Dan Newman.
Hey, folks. We're going to doctor up today, and it's because the tragedy in today's story is almost a medical problem. At least it was for me. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman. We're talking today about human trafficking. It's shocking, folks, to look into the details of the human trafficking that has been occurring for centuries throughout the world. It's still occurring, and it grows in number and severity every year, and is occurring in every country on earth, including the United States. A good friend of mine is in federal law enforcement. He shocked me several years ago with the details of a federal investigation that was attacking sex tourism. I'd never heard of it, sex tourism. It involved U.S. tourists, primarily men, who make trips overseas that purportedly are for business purposes, but they are not. In Costa Rica, El Salvador, and other Central American countries, and also in Southeast Asia, the Americans fly in to conduct business. Instead, they stay in specific hotels that have room service menus. Food is not on the menu. However, boys, girls, women, and even men are on the menu. The American orders off that menu. Because of recently passed new international laws, U.S. federal authorities can now track these American sex fiends into those foreign countries, arrest them on the spot, and without even having to file formal extradition processes, bring them straight back to the United States for prosecution. Selling people has always been a hidden dark enterprise that is perpetrated in and from every country in the world. It's not exclusive to any one demographic either. Sadly, there are sadistic people who are happy purchasing other humans without preferences for those of specific sexes, ages, and ethnicities. Not all, in fact, less than half of those caught up in human trafficking had any idea of what was happening until it was too late. Like Rebecca Bender. Rebecca was from a good middle-class family, was a good student, headed for a great university after high school graduation. And then it happened. Here's Rebecca with her story.
I was born and raised in a small town in Southern Oregon, and I was a good kid in school. I grew up in a normal middle-class family. I got great grades. I was really active in sports, and I even graduated a year early. I was accepted into Oregon State University, and I had my dorm room already assigned, and I was really excited to move up to Corvallis. But that summer, I got pregnant by my boyfriend, and I had to make a real tough decision whether I was going to keep my baby and unenroll from university or get an abortion and keep it all a secret. And that was a really tough summer for me. After I had the baby, I had some friends that had gone up to U of O to go to college, and they had an extra room in one of their apartments. It was at that time that I met a boy, or a guy, who pretended to take interest in me. I really thought he liked me, and we got along really well. He was really funny and charming, and he had a nice car, and he always picked up the tab. He had nice clothes. He told me he was a record producer, that he had a band up in Portland, and that's why he frequently went out of town. There's a saying that says, when you take a child by the hand, you take the mother by the heart. And I really think that's what happened for me, because I had this new little girl and this man who showed this desperate attention towards her, like he wanted to really help make this family that I really wanted for my daughter. And he invited me to move in with him after about 6 months of dating, and I was really excited. And I brought him down to Southern Oregon to meet my family, and everything seemed fine until we arrived in Las Vegas. He said we were moving there because that was the entertainment capital of the world, and being a record producer and having a band, that's where they were going to get the most gigs and the most jobs, and that's where his job was leading him. So I desperately wanted to go with him, to be with him, and to start this family that he promised me. He pulled up to an escort service, and he said, "This is how it works in Vegas. I've spent a lot of money to get you here. I put first and last on an apartment. I filled your fridge up with food. and you're gonna need to get earn that money back. And I felt trapped. I felt like, how am I gonna get out of this? And you didn't know if you were gonna live or die. You didn't know what he was gonna do or what he was capable of. And so it was really scary. I can remember just running through the casino thinking, like, these people don't even have a clue what's going on. They're just, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching, Las Vegas, yay! And they're doing all this stuff, and I'm running for my life. I'm running from a man that has forced me into doing things that I didn't want to do. When you have a trafficker that's waiting at home with your child and says, if you don't bring home $1,500, you're going to find your daughter out on the corner. I think I was probably more frightened to go home than I was to be in the room. Because if you got robbed, it was your fault for being stupid. If you got raped, it was your fault for not watching your back. Anything that happened to you was typically your fault, and you incurred more punishment for allowing those things to happen to you. So it made you always walk in fear of your trafficker.
Rebecca Binder of Oregon. We today and tomorrow will explore the human trafficking that is so rampant in the world but is blowing up, especially in the United States. There is so much information out there for us to digest and bring to you. We just can't do it in one session. It's so deplorable. We cannot even get our minds around the fact that human trafficking even exists, especially in the U.S. So let's get started with some numbers. And you may want to listen back to this over and over and over again to get all of these numbers in your head. 51% of all victims of human trafficking are women aged 18 or older. The proportion of men being trafficked has significantly increased over the last decade, from 13 to 21%. Around 85% of all the victims are trafficked for labor exploitation. You just heard an example of that. Rebecca herself was labor for this human trafficker. Nearly 7% for sexual exploitations, just 1% for organ removal. Women and girls are 72% more likely to be trafficked for sexual exploitation than are men. 28% of all human trafficking victims are children. That's about 20% of girls and 8% of boys. 63% of all convicted of human trafficking are male. 37% are female. Around 43% of all documented cases were domestic, meaning the victim was trafficked with the national borders. India, Libya, and Myanmar are considered the most dangerous countries on earth, especially for women, in terms of human trafficking. Let's look at some U.S. human trafficking stats. More than 10,000 people become victims of human trafficking in the U.S. each year. Those are the ones that we know about. Women are approximately 7 times more likely to experience human trafficking than men. The average age of the victims is around 15 to 17 years for sexual exploitation, around age 20 for labor exploitation. It was estimated that Hispanic and Asian people are more likely to become victims of human trafficking. A marriage proposal is by far the most common type of recruitment tactics for sex slavery, whereas for the labor exploitation, the perpetrators most often just promise a really good job. During Super Bowls and some other large events, there is a spike in sex trafficking, which is around 5% to 20%. California, Texas, and Florida had the most cases of human trafficking registered in 2018. According to the National Human Trafficking Statistics, Atlanta's underground sex economy is the biggest in the U.S., with yearly profits of around $250 million. And now let's talk about one other category, the one that probably is the most horrible, child trafficking. When a child has been recruited, transported, harbored, or received, and some commercial element is introduced in the production of child pornography, then that individual, by federal law, has also engaged in child trafficking. Whether they work in strip clubs or sweatshops, these boys and girls are victims of human trafficking. The Trafficking Victims Protection Act, TVPA, defines severe forms of trafficking in persons as sex trafficking in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or in which the person induced to perform such an act has not attained 18 years of age. The economic reality is that human trafficking is driven by profits. If nobody paid for sex, sex trafficking would not exist. So where do these kids that are caught up in child trafficking, where do they come from? Those victims, whether for labor, sex, or organ trafficking, come from all backgrounds. They include both boys and girls. They span a wide age range from one, that's hard to believe, age one, all the way up to 18 years. Sex trafficking victims up to roughly 25 years old most often started as young as age 14. Children are trafficked out of or into the U.S. from all regions of the world and represent a variety of different races, ethnic groups, and religions. They may be brought to the U.S. legally or smuggled into the U.S. Trafficked children can be lured to the United States through the promise of school or work and promised the opportunity to send money back to their families. Children are also vulnerable to kidnappers, pimps, and professional brokers. Some children are even sold to traffickers by their families, who may or may not have an understanding of what will happen to the child. U.S.-born children are also trafficked within the U.S., coming from any racial group, socioeconomic background, and come from or trafficked within both city and rural areas. Who can forget what we're hearing right now that's happening at our southern border in the United States? Cartels from Mexico and Central America are trafficking children that have people posing as adult parents of these children across the southern border, declaring amnesty and getting those dates to go to court for hearing and then disappearing with those children into the United States. So what about the numbers internationally? The UNODC, that's the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, reports the percentage of child victims has risen to a three-year span from 20 to 27%. Of every three child victims, two are girls, one is a boy. Gender and age profile of victims detected globally, 59% women, 14% men, 17% girls, 10% boys. 600,000 to 800,000 women, children, and men are bought and sold across international borders every year and exploited for forced labor or commercial sex. That's according to the U.S. government. When internal trafficking victims are added to the estimates, the number of victims annually is in the range of 2 to 4 million every year. 50% of those victims are estimated to be kids. It's estimated that 76% of transactions for sex with underage girls start on the internet. 2 million children are subjected to prostitution in the global commercial sex trade. That's according to UNICEF. 2 million children are subject to prostitution every year in the global commercial sex trade. What's the impact? Well, there's so many that we can't even put our finger on, but there are some that we can. Human trafficking has surpassed the illegal sale of arms. Trafficking will surpass the illegal sale of drugs in the next few years. Drugs are used once, then they're gone. Victims of child trafficking can be used and abused over and over and over. A $32 billion a year industry, human trafficking is on the rise and is in all 50 states. That's according to the federal government. 4.5 million of trafficked persons are sexually exploited. Up to 300,000 Americans under age 18 are lured into the international commercial sex trade every year. From 14,500 to 17,500 of those victims are trafficked into the United States each year. The average lifespan of a victim is reported to be 7 years, found dead from attack, abuse, HIV, and other STDs, malnutrition, overdose, or suicide. So think about that, folks. We said the ages range from age 1 to age 18, the typical child that's trafficked. And the average lifespan of those people is only 7 years. In the U.S., the largest group of at-risk children are runaway, thrown away, or homeless American kids who use survival sex to acquire food, shelter, clothing, and other things needed to survive on America's streets. According to the National Runaway Switchboard, 1.3 million runaway and homeless youth live on America's streets every day, and 5,000 of them die each year. It would not be surprising to learn that the number of children trafficked in the U.S. is actually much higher than 300,000. Remember, these statistics that we're getting from these international and national agencies are only the ones they can verify. There are not a lot of people in human trafficking that jump up and raise their hand when surveys are taken. Children are often targeted by traffickers as they are deemed easier to manipulate than adults. More money can be earned by younger girls and boys exploited in sexual exploitation, especially virgins. Prepubescent girls are reported to be injected with hormones to bring on puberty. Younger girls are expected to have a greater earning potential and as such are in much greater demand. Physical and mental consequences of trafficking for victims are wild. Child victims of human trafficking face significant issues, often physically and sexually abused. They have distinctive medical and psychological needs that must be addressed before advancing in the formative years of adulthood. Child victims of exploitation can face a number of long-term health problems, like sleeping and eating disorder, sexually transmitted diseases, HIV, AIDS, pelvic pain, rectal trauma, and urinary difficulties from working in the sex industry. Drug addiction, chronic back, hearing, cardiovascular or respiratory problems from endless days toiling in dangerous agriculture, sweatshop, or construction conditions, fear and anxiety, depression and mood changes, guilt and shame, the cultural shock from finding themselves in a strange country, post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic bonding with the trafficker. Now let's summarize today. This has really been sad. This has really been difficult. I have been on the verge of tears throughout this entire story. Tomorrow gets even more amazing and more difficult. We barely scratched the surface in this story of just how big, far-reaching, and all-encompassing human trafficking is. Many of you, like I, saw the movie Taken, starring Liam Neeson. Liam, if you didn't see the movie, was a former CIA undercover agent whose daughter was kidnapped while on a trip to France with a friend, a high school trip. She was able to reach her father by phone just seconds before the human traffickers abducted her out of that friend's apartment they were staying in Paris. Liam made a trip to Paris. He tracked down the traffickers and was able to use his considerable CIA skills to get his daughter back just moments before she was to be spirited away into a Middle Eastern life as a slave that would have certainly resulted with her death. Real life folks, sadly, seldom finds an ex-CIA dad able to save these children from human trafficking. And it doesn't matter if these are young children, young adults, boys or girls, men or women, humans are being sold into slavery every day, right under our noses. As you saw and heard in the story of Rebecca Bender above, there's no cookie-cutter victim for traffickers. Just about anyone and just about everyone, especially young, innocent children, teens, and young adults, or candidates. Traffickers? Well, they're professionals. They know their trade inside and out, know how to act swiftly, know how to sway the minds of young people who most often see their worlds as only their world that exists right around them. They don't see outside of their little worlds. Traffickers have learned how to influence their victims with anything at their disposal necessary to sway those trafficked into a life situation that changes them forever and that they never thought, they never gave one second's thought it could happen to them. Let me say this. The Trump administration has taken demonstrative actions in President Trump's first term. He promised he was going to do that in campaigning, to take on human traffickers here in the U.S. and abroad, working with foreign intelligence entities. Tens of thousands, yes, tens of thousands have been arrested, and thousands of young men and women and children, boys and girls, have been rescued. We'll have more specifics, including eyewitness accounts, in the next chapter of this drama. We'll play it out right here tomorrow. As horrifying and devastating as are these experiences, do you know what's more horrifying to me? The fact that you and I rarely, if ever, see or hear any national coverage about human trafficking. So, before we get together tomorrow, ask yourself this question and try to get an answer. Why don't we ever hear about it? Is it because the victims are too young, too poor, or too unknown, not famous enough for the media to spend the time and effort to give us their stories? Or is it maybe because that same media may have powerful people to protect by not telling these stories? In either case, are not seeing and hearing these heartbreaking testimonies sufficient to kick these rescues into high gear is, in my opinion, as big a tragedy as are those young people in the stories themselves, just like Rebecca Binder. Be back tomorrow. We're going to drill deeper, uncover more facts, and tell you more stories. Challenge all of us to take a role in assisting all those in power here in the U.S. and elsewhere who are taking up this cause to save our young people. Let me tell you from a granddad's, from Poppy's perspective, there is nothing more precious than babies. And babies grow up and become teens really quickly, and young adults very, very quickly. And they need us, especially those that are the most susceptible to human trafficking. This was a tough one today, folks, but an important one for all of us. Be back for part two tomorrow. Human trafficking, here at truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Read all about it. Hear the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.